Good morning. It's 11 minutes after 8 o'clock, 43 degrees on this Friday edition of Palmetto Mornings. I'm Patty Mercer.
Chris Miller in for Lucas McFadden. He's got the day off. You can also find us on AM 1340, Comporium Channel 103, and Facebook Live.
We are going to make some memories this morning.
Memories are always good.
They're always good. And
the good kind of memories.
That's right. And when you make a memory and you have it partnered with something memorable, then it's like double the fun. And what I'm talking about is a good cup of coffee. Today we've got Black Rifle Coffee Company to share with us why their product is so special. Berry Sours. Did I say that right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. You are here representing this delicious brand. And so I'm going to have some.
This is big over here, though. This is big time.
I've never seen Manning Kimmel.
Manning Kimmel has
with
coffee.
A cup of coffee.
You gotta get in front of the camera.
This actually has to be shown. This is actually happening. Manning is always a Diet Coke guy, but he is drinking coffee today.
It's not bad.
Well, see,
I like that little.
When he says it's not bad, though, Barry,
I'll take it.
That means it's amazing.
I'll
take
it.
He's the guy that's fought coffee like the plague.
Look, he went back for seconds. He's going for third.
Oh, my goodness. And, of course, that's Darren from Nichols Store, which.
Coffee's made hot, man.
That's a good thing.
I mean, you could get iced coffee, but coffee's normally made hot, yes.
Yeah. So we're just.
I've got nothing in here.
Having a moment.
Yeah, you truly appreciate the flavor of the coffee.
It's better.
Have another convert.
Oh, it is good. It's good. Wow. So this, what's the tie-in with veterans and Black Rifle Coffee?
Sure. So the company was founded by veterans.
Okay.
As crazy as it sounds, our founder, Evan Hafer, during his time in the military and then working for various other government organizations, he is, and I'd say it if he was sitting right here, he's the epitome of a coffee nerd, right? It wasn't enough for him to just have a cup of coffee. He was really picky about the coffee that he drank. So wherever his deployments took him all around the world, he was always looking for the best coffee in that area. And when he transitioned back to civilian life, his love for coffee stuck, and it actually gave him an opportunity to do a little bit more traveling within the country, finding good cups of coffee. And just one day he was like, you know what? I can do this. He literally built a DIY roaster, was roasting 1-pound bags of coffee out of his garage, and was giving bags to friends. Well, their friends wanted a bag of coffee, and then their friends' friends wanted a bag of coffee, and literally that's how it grew into what we are today. I've actually just started working with the company in June. We had about 500 employees at the time. Now we have a little over 800 employees, and about 55% of us are veterans. So the success of the coffee is really what allows us to do what we're truly passionate about, and that's working with military and first responder organizations.
And, Barry, you brought, looks like, four different flavors of coffee. Explain to us what the difference are. I know you said the Just Black, that's kind of your original, your medium roast, right?
That is correct, yes, sir. That is the OG. That is the roast that we very first went commercial with. It is a medium roast coffee. And it's just like it says, it's Just Black. If you ever just wanted to sit down and understand what it means to enjoy a cup of hot black coffee, that roast right there is the epitome of a good cup of black coffee.
And can I say that I love coffee, and, you know, it's smooth. Like, I was thinking it might be bold or strong just because I think of, you know, a rifle and I think of my veterans as just strong.
Sure.
But it's so smooth. It's very delicious. And good news this morning, headlines in the national headline news, coffee's good for us.
Hey.
It's good for us. Yeah, like at least 3 cups a day. It actually helps our body function better. So, yeah, Darren, how did you get connected to this Black Rifle Coffee?
About the same way. Just heard about it and decided I wanted to try it. And after trying it, I said, we're missing the boat by not carrying it. We need to really carry it for our consumers.
So you can buy this all the time at Nichols Store?
Sure, we got a full selection.
Fantastic. And talking about Nichols Store, you've got a pretty big event happening tomorrow.
We're going to have a little spring expo tomorrow.
I don't think you guys do anything little.
Yeah, we're going to have a few reps there.
Going to have some fun.
That's right.
And Manning Kimmel? Did you tell him it was prerequisite for him to drink coffee today?
So,
to get to play tomorrow?
Alan says in over 40 years he's never seen him drink a cup of coffee.
But it looks good. The cup looks good in your hand. And it's good for
you. He's still drinking it.
It's a pretty good fit, right?
Right.
Now, Barry, you also have a couple other flavors here.
Blends.
Blends.
Let me say it right. Mm. I apologize. Blends. There we
blends.
Go.
Okay.
I got to get my jargon right. The five
right.
alarm. Okay. And this if you look at, we'll show you a picture of it. If you're on Facebook Live or Comporium Cable 103, you can see has a firefighter on it, but it's called Five Alarm. Now what blend is this?
So it is another medium roast. I know it's kind of crazy to say everything I have here is basically medium roast, but the bean, the type of bean that's used, the grind is really what sets the two apart. What the five alarm is an ode to firefighters. On one side of the bag, you have a traditional firefighting ensemble, and then on the other side is the smoke jumpers. Yeah, out in the west, when you have the wildfires in the mountains, these are the guys that parachute in to very remote sections of the mountain to fight the fire from within. And that's a nod to them, much respect for what those guys do each and every day.
I feel like right now, because of the basic understanding between flavor and blend, we're going to take a quick break, give our listeners an idea of what time it is and stuff like that. But we're staying with you because I want to learn more about the individual reasons behind the blends. And that cover art. It's fantastic. It is 18 minutes after 8 o'clock, 43 degrees.
What's better than low? Zero. Especially when we're talking interest rates. Apply for a Family Trust credit card today and enjoy an introductory 0% APR for the first 12 months. What do we mean by 0% APR? Exactly that. Plus, we have no balance transfer fees, no annual fee, and no cash advance fee. At Family Trust, we know what you like. And who doesn't like 0% APR? Apply fast and easy on our mobile app or through our website. Call 803-367-4100 or visit familytrust.org for complete terms and conditions. Membership is required.
Water, fire, mold, and storms cause property damage every day. When it happens to you, it's no time for second best. That's why insurance professionals trust the locally owned and family-run Paul Davis Restoration of Rock Hill. This is Gina Rogers. Paul Davis is committed to providing extraordinary care while serving our neighbors in their time of need. Our team is highly qualified and trained to handle each situation with care and professionalism. When disaster strikes, call Paul Davis. We are here to help. 329-1140 or pauldavisrockhill.com.
Burn Chevrolet Cadillac in Rock Hill, home of the Burns Benefit Plan. With every new car purchased, you get free oil changes for life, free shuttle service. There are 10 benefits in all. Nobody does this. Nobody. Burn Chevrolet Cadillac. Find new roads at burnchevrolet.com.
This is Jason with Elite Air and Heat. Now is the time for your annual AC check. Make sure you are prepared for the hot summer before it gets here. Take advantage of the home team plan for less than $16 a month. Elite Air and Heat, 366-4663 or online at eliteairandheatllc.com.
This weekend, it's the Spring Expo at Nichols Store. Reps from Costa Sunglasses and from Traeger Grills will be there.
We'll have some deals going on with Traeger, and also we'll have the Traeger reps here giving out samples so you can come out here and taste the difference.
You'll also get a chance to taste Black Rifle coffee.
If you've never tasted it, please come out and let's try some of this Black Rifle coffee. Veteran-owned company, they have a lot of different kinds.
It's the Spring Expo this weekend at Nichols Store, I-77, exit 73, Rock Hill.
This is Steve Crump of Rolling Hills Nursery and Landscaping.
And I'm David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Join us Saturdays at 10 a.m. for the Gardener's Bench. We'll bring you special guests and answer questions on trees, shrubs, lawns, flowers, and how to best spruce up your home.
Don't miss the Gardener's Bench every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 a.m. on WRHI AM 1340, FM 100.1, and worldwide on WRHI.com.
Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
Just up a little catfish dinner. Gonna sound like a winner when I lay you down and love you right.
Good morning. It is 21 minutes after 8 o'clock, 42 degrees. I'm Patty Mercer.
Chris Miller in for Lucas McFadden, who's got the day off. You can also find us on AM 1340, Comporium Channel 103, and Facebook Live.
You know, it's amazing when you get, I'm kind of outnumbered here. I'm so happy that I am having the coffee because I think it's required to keep up with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 men. All right. So, we're talking rifles, but coffee, delicious coffee, and different blends. I want to hear from you, Barry. You were telling me where it originated, where the home office is, and that, in fact, this is an American brand from beginning to end.
100%. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so Salt Lake City?
Corporate office, original corporate office was in Salt Lake City. That's where everything started. We had one commercial roaster at one time, and it was all done out of that facility. We have since expanded. We have another corporate office in San Antonio. And then our roasting facility is in Manchester, Tennessee, just outside of Nashville.
I love it. And how many employees do you have?
So right now we have it's a little under 900.
Okay.
But like I said, when I started in June, we had just over 500. So right now we have a little under 900, and roughly 55% of us are veterans.
That's fantastic.
So you guys been around for 8 years, 2014. I see it says on the hat. But you've really specifically almost doubled your workforce in the past, gosh, what, 8, 9 months? Why do you see that it's exploded so much over the last less than a year?
Well, I think first and foremost, it hinges on the quality of the product we put out. We're very, 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 very conscious of the quality of the product we put out. There's a lot of coffees out there, and nothing against any of them. I think they're all great in their own right, but we truly focus on the quality of the product inside the bag. That is really what allows us to do what we want to do. That drives the product itself, drives attention for the product. We have a pretty good creative marketing team as well, which always helps.
You've got a flag on every bag. You've got first responders. You're helping veterans. This is America right here. And I love the fact that you are expanding and growing so much. Tell us a little bit about the relationship that you have with, like, Nichols Store. You have relationships with those that sell your product, but it's more.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. So stores like Nichols, like Darren, those guys are the backbone of what we do. We're in a lot of different dealers and big, small, you know, all over the country. But dealers like Nichols are truly the backbone of what we do. I work specifically on the dealer sales side, and I would not have a job and the company in and of itself wouldn't be as big as it is without the support of dealers like Darren and Nichols.
Yeah, what would you say about just the customer relationship that you get from this Black Rifle Coffee, Darren?
We started carrying it, I guess, in about a little after you took a job with them, right?
Yeah, it's been about August.
Since August, we started deciding to carry it or not. Naturally, I had a cup, and I thought it was great, and we needed to put it in the store. Started asking questions, and you'd be surprised how many people drink Black Rifle Coffee. So it's been
amazing.
I mean, we've done placed numerous orders, and we have expanded our line. We got a full line of apparel. We've got their coffee, and you can get in the little K cups. You can get it in the bags. You can,
We
5 pound bag. You get whatever you want.
That's true.
Well, I'm glad to know that you got some merchandise to go with it because, honestly, the artwork on your bags, that's got to go somewhere. You know what I'm saying? It's fantastic.
And tomorrow you'll be at the Spring Expo?
We will. We'll be out at the Spring Expo at the Nichols Store, so everybody needs to come on out and see us.
You can come out and try a cup of coffee, then pick you up a bag or two tomorrow morning. Barry, we appreciate you being here. Darren, as always.
Yeah. Thank you. Awesome.